Odyssey.com rewind. You missed anything, including our discussion. Look, we've always had players that you feel like got away. The Wallman situation, Jake Wallman, it's haunting Kenny. We had a really nice discussion. Everybody's got a version of that, but watching him in the Stanley Cup Finals. But David, Rico, I got to tell you, I think together we all have to do something fun. In 14 minutes in the eighth race at Churchill Downs, I didn't realize Rico owned a horse. This is exciting. I don't know anything about this animal. I don't care. We're betting it. Rico, the horse, I want to make sure I get this right. The 10 horse in the eighth race at Churchill, Malcolm X. We're betting it. We're betting it. Can I do anything to support the movement? No. Listen.
No and no.
No and no. We're blind fire.
Okay.
Don't know anything about it. Malcolm X.
Let's go.
I don't know how that got past the Jockey Club. Like, I do not know how you get that name sanctioned. And I don't care. I'm thrilled they did.
Is it like one name and they didn't realize it was?
No. It's just like the movie with Denzel Washington. Malcolm X.
Because I guess at that point, you're like, you know what? If we say no, I don't want picketing.
I don't
just
know.
Just go ahead and name the horse Malcolm X.
We have to do this, Kenneth. Eighth race, Churchill, 14 minutes.
Sending right. Kenny the money let's right
do,
now.
Let's okay. do the ticket.
I'm in.
I never bet names, but this is too good to
let's
pass
go.
Up. If this happens, we're going home for the weekend.
Okay.
Pretty sure the horse is 15-1.
I was about to say, what is it?
I think it's 15.
Are we betting just to win? Just outright?
Kenny,
Malcolm X doesn't come in second.
All right, I'm about winning.
I'm asking.
Look at you, man.
I'm asking
why,
questions.
Why are you trying to hold Malcolm X back?
I'm not trying to hold Malcolm X back.
Malcolm X is taking some money here. His horse was 20-1 on the morning line. It's 9-2. Malcolm X, we are moving the line.
Let's go. I'm in.
TJ loves this pick. All right. Eighth race, Churchill. This is our moment.
Okay.
David, ticket text, please.
Little Giants should be on that list. Agree 1,000%. Trouble with the Snap audio was glorious to hear. It's been a long time.
Listen, and again, I'm not bent out of shape by any of it. I just think when you have night game, national TV, that bumps it up a little bit. It's Notre Dame. That matters. And it was a fake field goal in double overtime, which you're probably never going to see again.
And you know what? It could just be because it was Michigan State, because I thought Rocket should have been on that play as well. Again, it was another night game. I think Wisconsin was number 6 in the nation at that point.
Yep.
Didn't happen.
That's okay.
The irony is that the App State, you know what was famous about that game? It's the Big Ten Network's first game ever.
Yeah, it was.
Are you serious?
Yes.
It was, because I was a young kid, kept going back to the – I was at the barbershop again, kept going back to the car to listen on the radio. We lost. They didn't believe me until the cut-in. Remember the old ABC noon broadcast?
Before Rico ruined everything.
Yeah, they would cut in, and they said, oh, crap, you were right, David. Yeah, I didn't want to be right.
Well, the Big Ten Network, it was their very first game ever.
All I remember, if anyone brings that game up, I never think about the call you played. I always think about the App State, the two hillbillies calling the game. John Sale in the big house! It was just it's like, are you kidding me? This is not a broadcast. Ridiculous.
Well, yeah, because they probably like, wow. I mean, they brought their version of what Otto down there to do the game, thinking, well, we're going to lose to Michigan. And next thing you know, it became iconic.
Was that back-to-back years for Michigan? They lost to App State and Toledo?
Next year was Toledo.
Yes, it was.
But like Toledo, they lost like 10-6, even though Nick Moore, the receiver who I think went on to play for your Steelers, caught like 20 passes.
He did.
The only touchdown Toledo scored was a pick six.
Because I remember, Mike, because I was going to – Michigan State was playing Notre Dame that day, and me and my college roommate were driving, and we were – because it wasn't on the satellite radio yet, and we're refreshing the phone, like, okay, what's the score? And it's like, it's stuck at 1 second. Like, who won the game? It's stuck at 1 second for the longest. And then finally he was like, you're not going to believe this. Yeah, Toledo won, final.
I think it was either 10-6 or 13. It was something.
It was something very low.
It was ratty. Go ahead, David.
Someone says, is this horse at least a black horse, Tony, in Oxford?
I don't have a program in front of me to tell you the color of the horse. I can just tell you. Listen, if this horse is named Malcolm X and it's white as snow, I'll fall over laughing. I have no idea.
It'll be the next controversy, Mike, like the white Black Panther.
Well, speaking of white as snow, someone says, when does the Bumpy Johnson horse race?
That's amazing. Yes. Yes. Stringer Bell coming up in the 10th race at Santa Anita this afternoon.
This race would only be funnier if there was another horse in that race called King. Then it would be funny.
You're right. You're exactly.
Prop Joe and Avon Barksdale.
That'd be amazing. Someone saying the fake slide from Bo Nix should have been on there for one of the best plays.
Nah. The fake slide from Pickett was probably better.
Yes.
Yeah.
Against Wake Forest.
Yes. Someone else is bringing up, what about the Central Michigan Miracle in 2016 versus Oklahoma State? Nate in a car.
Yes.
Won that game on a Hail Mary.
Mm. Yep. Oh, hell. What about the miracle against Michigan State? Dan LeFever was out of his mind. They missed the field goal, but because State was brain dead, they were lined up offsides. They got to kick it again.
Yeah, that happened. Because then State make a field goal.
Yeah.
And then that happened again. So, yeah, it was like a couple times they could have walked away with the victory.
Mm-hmm. Same old Spartans.
Malcolm X is a brown horse. Well, that's there forever now. I just looked it up. I Googled it.
Wow.
It's true. I was like, I'll help out the show. I'll let everybody know with the question everybody's been asking.
Oh, God.
Rico, remember when you were saying when words are coming out of your mouth and you just want to grab them back? Yeah, well.
No, you can't.
No.
It's okay, buddy.
Damn it.
What's our minutes to... God, I wish we could take this race live. I want all of Detroit rooting us.
Did you put something on it? Do I need to send you something?
Yeah, we're 8 minutes to post.
I'll send you something.
Sounds good.
No, we're doing this. Like, I'm not kidding.
No, I said I'm going to send you some money.
Yeah, for sure.
Kenny, how many horses are in that race?
Let me check.
Because honestly, let's just run the wheel. We'll just put them on top in the exact of over everything. Let's get nuts. It can't lose. This is serendipity.
Malcolm X, brown horse.
Looks like there's five scratched.
Gotta save that one for February.
We're gonna move on past it. There's five horses that are scratched in this race.
Okay.
This is your Black History moment.
No.
Malcolm X.
Is a brown horse.
We're off the rails.
Remember the Titans.
Okay. Oh, David, take a text, and then we are gonna get to who said it. And we're going to watch Malcolm X run. This is going to be exciting, and I hope he wins. I'm pumped.
Oh, someone says, with the greatest plays, I wish, and I know it can't because it was 1994, that the Westbrook versus Michigan could be on that list. Too bad.
Okay, kind of like the kick six, I was telling the story that I had just went out to the mailbox and was like, wait.
You missed that play too?
DVR, I was able to go back and watch it, but because it was supposed to go to overtime, and then Saban got cocky, calls timeout, and says, I'm going to kick the field goal to win this
thing.
What
about Westbrook?
Westbrook, I was driving. My buddy of mine was getting married. It was his rehearsal dinner.
Fall weddings. See?
And
I bet you that ends it in divorce.
I was in the car. No, they're still married. They're
good
still
for
married.
Them. Good
yeah,
for
still
them.
Still married. Kids just, one just finished at Cornell. I'm getting out the car, and all of a sudden every guy comes running out the house yelling and screaming. I'm like, well, what just happened? They were like, you know the whole Westbrook thing. I'm like, no, Michigan was winning that game. I just turned the car off. It's like, you didn't see the final play. So yeah,
you ball got wedding. Some bad luck, man.
Yeah
you just stay seated, wait a second until
I think it's when I'm not seated that history happens.
That's there. Oh, that. Let's go with that.
So then stand David. Up when we're watching Malcolm X race.
Yes. David. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to leave the room. Trouble with the snap almost happened that way.
Oh, happened to me.
I was down on the field and I'm sitting there talking to the guy from the Big Ten Network. And I'm like, you may want to turn around. You may want to turn around and pick up your camera and ball game. Like, we're looking for flags. Like, I think they just scored. I felt like Kenny. They scored?
Question mark.
So I'm going to leave the room when Malcolm May. I'm not even going
to
watch.
You have to. This is destiny.
No, because he'll go faster than the secretariat.
I'm excited. 24853. That's what they're going to say when they're loading into the gate. Kenny, we got. You know what? I don't think you don't have that channel to watch that, do you?
How do we not have? You know what? It's Friday. I'm not going there. I got it. Have Evan cue it up on. He'll beam it. Not beam it. What the hell do you call it? Where he plays it off his.
Cast it.
Yeah, whatever. Evan will magically broadcast it to the TV. Have him go set that up. Malcolm X is running. That's a command performance. Watch this thing finish last. All right, if you're hungry. Oh, wait, just kidding. That can wait. 97.1.